Welcome to the Community for Better Living podcast. It is our intention to entertain and amuse you, make you think a little bit, maybe chuckle, but most importantly, have a lot of fun. We focus on all aspects of health, medicine, and wellness in this program, paying special attention to remembering that we should live life to the fullest. To ask any question from the podcast or contact us, simply visit nwhealthcarecenter.com or go to Northwest Health Care Center on Facebook and like us. We are very happy today to have Carrie Setzler here from the Running Depot. And I can say personally that my relationship with the Running Depot as a physician, having a place where I can send my patients who are injured or have chronic injuries and knowing that they'll get fantastic customer service has been a huge benefit for me in terms of taking care of people. So we're glad to have you here, Carrie.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So one of the things that I always say to my patients is, you know, your store has a treadmill here so they can try out their shoes. There's people who are involved in health and wellness. So tell you, from your perspective, tell us a little bit about your store.
Well, the Running Depot has been servicing the Crystal Lake community for 10 years now. We're going on our 11th year. And the foundation of the philosophy behind the store and what we do is to make sure that everybody who comes in is treated as an individual. It's a process that's molded to everybody and what their specific needs are. So regardless if they are new to fitness, new to walking, just starting out, if they've been doing it for years and years and are looking to find out what's the newest thing that's out there, we're able to service each individual. The process that we take and the time that we take with each individual is what I think sets us apart from a lot of other stores or the places you could go to get shoes. It's not just getting shoes. It's making sure that we make your feet happy so that you can continue to do the things that you want to do.
And you work with, you mentioned walking, so you work with people at all different levels and all different abilities.
Absolutely. We have the people who are just now getting off the couch and deciding they want to have fitness to be a part of their lifestyle, all the way up to the Ironman athlete, the marathon qualifier, trying to qualify for Boston, all different levels of people.
Excellent. And I know you do a lot of talks here at your store. One of the things that you and I had talked about, which was really neat, was when we talk about fitness or wellness, just there was a couple years ago where Pam had me speak to a group of people who were just getting started in January, your now famous Couch to 5K program, and it was January 15th. They had just done a 1.2-mile walk, and the people that came in were so excited and so exuberant. You could tell that they had done something. None of them had ever walked that far. It was a group of 12, and when I was talking with some of them, half of that group had just stopped smoking on New Year's Eve. So it's like, that's the kind of stuff I think you do for the community.
And that's definitely why we're here and why we continue to do what it is that we do. It's seeing that changes, the life changes, and the changes people make even in their self-confidence. Once they do a program like this, what they learn and take away from the program, they apply to different areas of their lives. It allows them to realize that with hard work over time, they can really make positive changes to themselves. And probably the thing that we enjoy the most about doing it is watching these same individuals then want to share this with others. So a lot of times the people who go through our beginner programs will then be the people who lead our programs going forward because they understand what it's like to be where these beginners have been before, where they've maybe never even been out and walked a mile, to be from the point of doing nothing to where they're at and to know the steps that it takes to get there. So they are the ones who guide these individuals. So we like to say, see one, do one, teach one. We let them see the process, they do it themselves, and then they become our teachers and educators. And we get to step back and kind of watch this whole process evolve and take place before us and are almost bystanders to it after a certain period of time. And seeing that foundation where people are continuing to give back to their community is a fantastic thing.
That's got to be neat just to sit back and watch that happen, see people that maybe start out in the 5K program. I know some of my patients started out with that, and, you know, 2.5 years later, they're doing the half marathon and things like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it really breaks down barriers. both for fitness as well as other areas of their life. They realize they can take on challenges, and they learn the process of how to step through and take on a challenge and set goals for themselves and to achieve those goals. Being able to do that in one area of your life allows you to be able to do that in multiple areas. So it's people evolve through the process. It's not just improving fitness. That's definitely the reason why they come. That's the reason why they walk into our door. But what they get out of it is far more than just increased cardiovascular health. The relationships that they create while they're here, too, are lifelong relationships. Friends don't let friends exercise alone. So we create a community environment here that seems to keep building on itself. And people who walk in for the first time are a lot of times a little intimidated, a little nervous. It's a little scary to walk into an environment where people are already exercising and some are pretty fit. But they right away realize it's a very welcoming community, and everybody, regardless of where they're at, is encouraged to step on in and to give it a try. And they are a lot of times our biggest advocates to getting out and getting off the couch and getting active.
People should realize they're not just purchasing a pair of shoes from you. They're purchasing an opportunity to open doors and change their life.
Absolutely.
Very cool. So for people who aren't familiar with the Running Depot, tell people a little about yourself. I know you've got a long running background, and it's your passion. The same way you said about changing people's lives, people should know that it's much more than simply buying a pair of shoes or a pair of running shorts. So tell people a little about yourself.
Well, I was originally born and raised in Michigan, in northern lower Michigan, and I was very, very fortunate to have a great coaching mentor at my high school. He not only encouraged me to be a participant, but to really become a student of the sport and what I was teaching and what I was learning. That was where I learned that the benefit of being able to not only do it, but to teach it. So the incoming freshmen and sophomores were taught by the seniors and so forth. So it, once again, was that type of an environment where people became a self-advocate. I really taught independence, and I learned the value of that, not only in my athletic career as a high school athlete, but also it transferred over to my academics and other areas of my life. And that foundation really emphasized to me the importance of developing that foundation in youth. So even as I continued on in college and competed at the collegiate level, I ran for Aquinas College for 4 years, where I was very fortunate to also have a fantastic coaching staff there who mentored me both in my own athletics as well as helped to encourage me to get my first coaching certifications that I could continue to give back. So I helped even when I was in college with some of the youth USATF clubs that were in the area. I did some coaching there. It really kind of ingrained in my mind the desire to continue to give back to a sport that had given so much to me. So I was at Aquinas for 4 years, where I got my degree in biology. I then went on to Michigan State University, where I got my DVM, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine. And while I was a student there, I actually had the opportunity to coach at the Lansing Community College. So during my first 2 years of curriculum, before I got into rotations, I helped out with the community college with their middle distance group there and started to do some coaching at that level. So along my entire career, while I've been involved in the sciences and in academia and learning, I've also continued on with the coaching, and I found that the two complement each other quite a bit. The sciences definitely give you the foundation. They help you to understand what you're doing, but be able to apply that in such a way that it's able to make changes for people, and that's the fun part of it. Coaching is 50% science, 50% art, and so being able to take that science and apply that.
Take the theory and then apply it to each individual athlete and custom tailor it to that person, right?
Absolutely. It's never a cookie cutter process, and that's something that I learned along the way, that everybody has a unique set of individual circumstances, so you've got to be able to find the way to mold it for that individual.
So you've got a long history dating back to starting in high school all the way to the present.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very good. So tell us some of your, that's your background, all the way through college. And I know that you You had worked as a veterinarian. That's certainly part of what you do. And that brings you all the way to the present. So you're here at the Running Depot. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I'm actually still a practicing veterinarian. I have been practicing for 8 years. And along with that, I was encouraged to become involved with the Healthbridge Roadrunners. So I started, I coached that group as well, which is about 100 athletes. And everything, once again, from the beginner runner all the way up to the advanced marathoner. And along the way, I started, became involved with the store. The running store, the Running Depot, was the nucleus of the running community. So probably about 4 years ago, I had approached Pam with an additional colleague of mine, Brendan Apples, about starting a junior high program. So that is how we initially really became involved and ingrained in the Running Depot. We started a junior high program that its foundations were very much built on what our coaching philosophy was and still is to this day, which is to teach individuals to become their own advocates. So we started a program, started the junior high program there, which continues to be very, very successful. And it's been incredible to watch these junior high athletes become high school athletes and graduate. They start off in our program, and then they become our leaders, and then they come back again, and they tell us stories. So you know you've made a difference when you have athletes coming back 6, 8 years later still wanting to tell you about what they're doing in their life because you've made that kind of an impact.
Most definitely, yeah.
So we started off with the junior high program, and then it escalated to doing individual one-on-one coaching. So we took their philosophy that we have been applying along the lines with the individuals and with the group settings and start to apply it on a one-on-one basis. And both Brenda and I have coached everything from the beginner 5K runner who's never run a step before in their lives to the Olympic trials hopeful. We have one woman by the name of Jackie Albert who was working really hard to try to run a 2:46 marathon. And the science is the same, but you apply it differently to each individual on an individual basis.
So if people would want to find out more about those programs, so you mentioned your junior high program,
mm-hmm.
you mentioned your individual coaching, so that's the Zephyrs and mm-hmm. the Fast Finish coaching,
mm-hmm.
how could they find out more about that?
There's information. We have a whole video, and there's lots of information on the Running Depot website, which is www.therunningdepot.com. And you can click on coaching and find out more about what we do, about the different programs that we offer, as well as our group programs, too. So we do individualized programs, and we do also offer group programs like our beginner couch to 5K program. We have a beginner half marathon program. And actually, this year, for the first time, we are going to have a first time to your first 50K for the spring. So for those people who are trying to make that transition to that ultra, we have a group that's going to lead through the trails this winter and actually get people to their first 50K as well. So
that's definitely keeping up with the times.
Absolutely.
The ultra marathon.
I just think, wow, that's first time 50K is like, that's words you don't hear very often in like a beginning program. That's really cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be unique, and we're fortunate to have a very large ultra running community in this area. Michelle Hartwig, who is actually a sponsored runner for Innovate, is going to be helping to lead that program, along with Lori Tepper, who is very integral in a lot of our programs that we have done throughout the Crystal Lake area and helping to make those go. So we're going to do that as well.
Very, very cool.
So when Carrie says that the Running Depot's a nucleus and part of the running community, that program reflects the need that people are having, and there is a huge in this area, a group of ultramarathoners who are aspiring ultramarathoners and people who've done it who can mentor those people who want to jump into that, which that's a crazy distance as far as I'm concerned. And that's great that you guys are offering it.
Well, and there's so little literature on the ultramarathon. Now, you can buy, you know, a dozen books on how to train for a marathon and how to train for your first 5K and a 10K, but once you get beyond the marathon, it becomes a different beast. It's a different animal, and the challenges are actually very different and very unique. And I started coaching ultramarathoners 3 years ago. I had someone come up to me and ask me if I'd be willing to, and I was very open that at that point in time, I didn't know anything about the ultramarathon, but give me 6 months, and I'd be willing to do it. So I spent about 6 months really getting involved in the ultra community and finding out what was out there and what were people using to help train. And there's really not a whole lot of formal coaching or training. It's people are trying to extrapolate from the marathon, and it's really kind of interesting. There's not a whole lot out there like there is for the shorter distances. So I made it my goal to kind of become an expert in this area since there really isn't a whole lot out there. And it's been very interesting. The mentality of the ultramarathoner is very, very different. The goals and how they go about planning it. It takes a special person to train for an ultramarathon and to be out there and to do it that long. And the support crew that you need to make that happen, too. It's incredible. I mean, you have to have people who are going to be there at the aid stations and do things for you, because when you've been running for 24 hours, if you're doing a 100-miler, you're not thinking straight anymore. You need someone who's going to help to make those decisions for you so you can keep focusing on going forward. So just the whole physiology portion of it and being able to do that safely and the challenges that are involved with that are completely unique to that event. So it's a lot of fun.
So for those of you who are listening, you've seen Carrie's range here, everything from a 5K just in a few minutes. Now we're talking about ultramarathons. So, and everything in between, I know, was what you work with. And I was just having coffee last Saturday, and at about 6:45, I saw everybody starting to mingle here in front of the store. So, you know, your 7 o'clock runs on Saturday morning, it was just mob. So that's the part for me, again, that when I can refer people here, it's much more than just buying a pair of shoes. You mentioned that community aspect, even for ultramarathoners, that they can have some mentoring. So much of what I say to my patients is, like, you don't want to make the mistakes of people who didn't have the education, because that leads to injury, downtime, you don't accomplish your goal. And the community runs where you've got people who've been there, done that, and can say, oh, no, I made that mistake, so let me show you how to do it this way. So whether it's that, you know, 5K run on a Saturday morning here, or people doing trail runs, you're going to get some of that mentoring and that community, which it's always more fun to run with a group of people.
Absolutely. It's hard to stay in bed on a cold January morning when you know you have 10 people who are going to be up and meeting you there. You know, you can roll over if you know it's just yourself that needs to get out the door, but when you know that there's, you know, 9 other people waiting to meet you, it's kind of hard to put them off and not meet them there. So.
And so two winters ago, when we had all the snow at Veterans Acres, all the trails that were worn down were from the trail runners, the ultramarathoners, and I came here and I did a talk like in April, and Pam and Sean were both like, yep, we've been out there all winter.
Yep.
Like, that is hardcore, because the snow was, you know, 36 inches deep, and there's just a little trail running right through all that snow, and that was you guys.
And it's kind of fun, because people who are just getting into the sport don't realize that you can really do this all year round, and it's pretty comfortable if you've got the right gear and the right clothing. You can really do this, and that's one of the things that we do offer here, too, is a lot of our apparel is very scientific, wicking, warm, not heavy material. The technology that's gone into clothing, just from where it was 10 years ago, is just night and day. So you can get out there, stay comfortable and warm without being dressed like the Michelin man when you're going out for a run. And staying comfortable when it's cold out is the key to getting things done and getting out the door.
So I'm sitting here in your store, and we obviously talked about running shoes, but say a little bit more about the apparel, because I am looking at the apparel. And so you outfit runners from head to toe, could we say that?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
So you've got the technology, you've got the apparel, which will afford people to live that lifestyle and do it safely and comfortably, no matter what the temperature.
Yes, and we carry a lot of the well-known name brands, things like Nike and Brooks, but we also carry some of the things that people hear less about, like Kraft. If you're a big skier, you'll hear about Kraft quite a bit. We have Moving Comfort as well, and as well as other brands that have been known for a long time, specifically for their technology, for their niche, for what they do. For example, for Kraft, they develop their technologies for cross-country and downhill skiing. So there's nobody else that needs to stay warmer than somebody who is going to be downhill skiing on the Alps. And if you've ever watched any of the competition for the people who are doing slalom and other things like that, they're moving pretty quick. They need to be agile. They need to be very, very mobile. So this clothing, it cannot be a thick, you know, immobilizing material. It's got to be very warm, and it's got to be functional. So they do a fantastic job. Sometimes in the winter, we'll actually have a run where they get to try out a piece. And generally, once you try out some of this clothing, you don't go back to your traditional stuff because you can see the difference in the technology and what the difference is in that technology and how much more comfortable it can make you.
Hmm. Very good. So tell us some stories. You mentioned mm-hmm. one of the women that you had worked with in terms of coaching who was, you know, working toward the Olympic trials. Give us some other ideas of, you know, no matter what the ability level was, whether, you know, we had talked about the 5K program all the way up to the ultramarathon, but give us some examples of people that you've worked with, you know, either in coaching or people that have come here to the store and how they've benefited from what you, your services.
I think one of my most favorite stories that I have is a beginner 5K runner who came to us after she'd lost 70 pounds. So she had lost 70 pounds, and she had decided that she'd been walking, and she really wanted to run her first 5K. And she had come to the store, and we tried to get her into one of our 5K groups, and at least initially she was even intimidated by that. The whole idea of exercising in a group setting is something she had never done before. So I talked her into doing some one-on-one coaching, where I actually met with her, and we started with a run-walk. We started with 30 seconds of running, 4 minutes of walking, and that's where we started. And through this process, and for her, it took about 12 weeks to get to the point where she was comfortable to do 3 miles straight. But when we took her through the process, I never gave her anything more than 3 days of workouts in advance. So she didn't know what she was doing until right before. And she would only focus on that period of time that she had to run. So then it went from 30 seconds to a minute of running, and that's all we worried about is 1 minute. You can do anything for a minute. So we'd worry about 1 minute at a time. And through this whole process, we started to teach her a little bit more about nutrition, about flexibility, strength training. And the evolution that occurred in that 12 weeks was just incredible. And she didn't even see it. I wish that was one of the times I wish I would have had a video camera and I would have taped from week to week, and then she played this back for her to what was happening, because I could see it, and those who were watching us could see it, but she didn't see it at the time. 2 weeks before she did her first 5K, we actually had 3 miles of running worked into her workout, but she still had an occasional walk break in there, so she didn't realize it was 3 miles of running until she got done, and she had looked. She had a watch that could calculate how far she had went, and she counted up all the segments, and she realized she had just run 3 miles 2 weeks before the race. And now everything else seemed to be, anything was possible. Once she hit that mark, it seemed like at this point that she was able to do anything. This woman also became very involved with Weight Watchers and was also mentoring the program there and started to lead some 5K walk programs through Weight Watchers as well then based on this. So again, she not only did it help her, and once she was able to do it, was it just an incredible accomplishment for her, but then she saw the value of that, and she started to take this back to a walk program to these people who were also trying to get fit. And she had such a unique perspective because she really struggled. She didn't even want to go to the gym to walk when the weather was cold because she didn't feel comfortable being out there exercising with everybody else. And by the end of those 12 weeks, not only was she doing it, but she could pick out of a crowd the people that were like her that didn't feel comfortable, and she could go over to them and start talking to them, and she could get them out there. So she was probably one of the biggest advocates for getting moving and getting going, because she knew what it was like, and she knew what it was like to be intimidated and then to make it through that and to be on the other side of that.
That's a great story. So for all of you who are listening who might be intimidated, know that the store is far more than four walls and shoes and apparel. It's really what you were saying earlier, you know, an opportunity to open up a doorway to learn about yourself, learn about life. And then for those people who are willing to play that game, to open those doors, this is the place to come. That's a great story. So how about any other examples of runners? Maybe, so that's someone who is just getting started. So you work with all ability levels. Do you have other examples of stories of people that you've worked with?
Another one that I really enjoyed working with was actually a gentleman who was over the age of 60. He had actually run some pretty fast marathons in his day. Actually, 3:03 was his most recent personal best that he ran at the Boston Marathon. But he also had a lot of degeneration in his hips and his knees and had been told that he probably was going to need a knee replacement, and there's a good chance he may never run again. And this is where I know what my limitations are. I know what I can do, and that goes for everybody that is here at the store. Our philosophy is what we do very well, but we know that we have experts like you that we can refer people to when something comes in our door that is definitely not something we should be dealing with. But I had this gentleman work with a physical therapist in the area that I trust very much, as well as his doctor. And together with the physical therapist, we developed a plan that included a lot of cross-training, a lot of non-weight-bearing cross-training, such as water running and things of that nature, to help to get him fit again so that he could continue to compete and do some competitions on a more limited basis. He continues to be very, very passionate about it. And there's going to be a point in time where we might not be able to compete, but for right now, with very close monitoring by his doctors and his PT, his degeneration has not gotten worse, and he's continued to be able to compete because he's taken care of himself and doing the little things to keep himself as injury-free as he can so he can keep doing what it is that he loves to do. So this is, again, taking some of the extremes of training, looking at that individual and applying it in such a way that he can continue to do these things. And that was probably one of the first times I had to really, really think outside the box of how can we physically get this gentleman ready to do the things he wants to do, but not put more impact on his joints, not put himself into more harm. So whether it's going to be the training that we're going to do is going to be on grass or other surfaces. A lot of it was about tolerance and slowly building tolerance. The progression we had that first year to get him to the point where he could run 3 miles straight again took about 6 months. And this is coming from somebody who has raced marathons. But to convince him that it was going to take 6 months to get him to the point where he could go 3 miles again without any pain was more of a emotional, mental battle than it was a physical one.
Sure, I can imagine, yeah.
And working him through that and getting him through that to the point where he has went back and he has actually done the Boston Marathon again. We just really limit the amount of races that he does do and the amount of recovery that we do before and after. And the amount of time we spend doing the other little things is what makes that possible. So paying attention to the details, you know, it comes down to details, and he's very detail-oriented, and because of that, we're able to continue to train. And he's a remarkable gentleman, too, that loves to get back to his community, and he has helped a lot of other people in the process, since he couldn't run 3 miles. This other woman that I mentioned before, actually, who I was working with, I paired those two up. So talk about a combination. I took somebody who had run 3:03 at the Boston Marathon, paired him up with the woman who's never run a mile. And just that dynamic was pretty incredible. It was challenging because it was very different, but yet they both could relate to a frustration. And for right now, that frustration was getting past a mile.
Oh, I like it. I like it. That is really, really good. You mentioned something that I think is important for people to know, too. You said it really well. You know what you do here, and you know it well, but I know that you work a lot with the medical community here, making sure that if people have injuries that maybe sideline them for a while, that you reach out to a lot of the medical community. So I think that's important for people to know, too, that you know when something might be out of your scope, and you work with a lot of existing therapists and doctors and things like that. I think that's awesome because ultimately that is going to get somebody back into their sport faster. Just the fact that you could tell this gentleman, it's going to be 6 months to run that 5K. For a lot of runners that have run a marathon, they're like, 6 months just to run a 5K? You're kidding me. But it's those parameters which you lay out, which eventually, in the long run, are going to benefit him. Otherwise, he runs a little bit too long, gets injured. Now he's got downtime, and he's in that constant yo-yo, and he'll never even remotely entertain that ultimate goal of his. So that's that guidance that you provide, which is so important. Very neat. How'd you come up with that idea? To pair the two of them together. That's a good one.
Honestly, it came down to time. I didn't have time to do some of the runs with the one woman, and I'm like, you can do this.
But that would be really, I'm sure it's just, you know, the inspiration they would get from each other.
But it really worked out, and I started to do that more and more after I realized how well that really worked. And for some of the coaching that we've had here before, I do that quite a bit now, as I will take my most experienced people and I will put them with my beginners, and vice versa, so they can get a chance to learn and work with each other. So it's a lot of fun.
Very, very cool. All right. Well, I don't know. Is there anything else you would want to share with our listeners? I think you've mapped it out really well, you know, talking about Zephyr's Fast Finish Coaching, Couch to 5K. You mentioned your new program, which you're going to lay out in terms of the ultramarathoners. When is that going to start?
That will start the first week of January. So it'll start in the winter, and we will be using the trails here at Veterans Acres for our cover and comfort in the middle of winter. But we're going to start right here, and it's going to culminate with the Earth Day 50K, which is the race right here at VA that's in April.
Very cool. And I know the store's got some other exciting news for the beginning of the year, so tell everybody about that.
Absolutely. As of the first week of February, we are going to be moving to a new space. Just a few doors down from where we currently are. We are currently at 30 North Williams Street, and we're going to be going two doors down and be right on the corner of Williams Street, just on the corner, just a door down from the Rouse Center. It's going to over double our space, which will allow us to better accommodate our customers as well as offer some more programs and some more classes. We're hoping to be able to offer more race packet pickups in this new facility and potentially some new product, too, to help service the area.
Very good. So people can look forward to that in February.
Absolutely.
New store, you know, more space to be able to service the community. And that's another thing that you mentioned, which I had forgotten, that If people look on the local race calendar and see events, a lot of the packet pickup is here at your store as well.
Absolutely. And we're really strongly embedded into the community and supporting the local charities. There's a lot of great causes and races in the area, and we have helped to sponsor a lot of those. And that's very important to us to continue to give back to the community. Our fun runs actually do a trail cleanup as well, so we do that once a month to help to keep the trails up as well, and constantly donating back, because without the community, we're here because of the community. So it's a win-win for both of us. So
very good, very good. So if people would want to contact you, or you know, have any question for you, or you mentioned Brenda, you know, how could they? What should they do?
Well, and one other thing that I'll mention, too, is our fitting process, which we touched on briefly, includes always measuring, making sure that people are, that we have a machine here that looks at pressure points on your feet. We will get everybody on the treadmill if they feel comfortable, or watch them at least do what they're going to do in the shoe. A lot of times your gait can be different depending on what you're actually doing in the shoe that you're in. So if you're going to run, we want to watch you run in the shoe. Because your needs for if you're running or walking may be completely different. But everybody who is here, all the staff that is here, is completely trained on how to do this. And there's a whole education process that everyone goes through to learn how to best fit people. So it doesn't matter who services you that day, you're going to get the same quality of care, customer service, individual attention from every one of our staff members here. If you have any questions, you can call the store. Our number is 815-788-9755. You can also go onto our website as well, which is www.therunningdepot.com, or you could feel free to email myself at my name is Carrie, C-A-R-I, at therunningdepot.com, or you could also do owner at therunningdepot.com as well for just some general questions about the store.
You know, Kira, you mentioned a good point about the whole shoe fitting process. And that's another thing that separates your store, is just the educational background of taking someone's foot and making sure they get that foot into the right shoe. That's a good point that you brought up. That's something that definitely is helpful. And I know the feedback I've had from patients is they appreciate being able to use that shoe here in the store before they even go home. So your treadmill, being able to walk here, so that they know that it feels comfortable to them here and they don't have to wait till they go on their run. You know, you give people plenty of time. There's no sense of rush. When they leave, they definitely know that what's in the box is going to serve them on their next walk, their next run. So that's a good point. So one of the things that comes to my mind, and this is where it's going to be up to you, the listening audience. You know, we've touched on so many different topics just in the short time we've had. So if there's anything you'd like to hear more of, any topics, I mean, we've covered such a wide array, contact us and let us know. Some of the things that's inspiring to me is just hearing the story of the woman who lost the weight and who changed her life. That's awesome. So if there's any topics you want to hear from us that, you know, we've just glanced over so many different things, contact the show, you know, so you can visit the show at nwhealthcarecenter.com. You can email us, or if it's easier for you to contact us through Facebook, just visit Northwest Healthcare Center at Facebook and like us, and then send us some feedback, because I feel like we've covered so many different things, but we could certainly revisit any of those topics and go a little bit deeper. So thank you for your time. And, you know, this program is really about the community, and people who listen to this will definitely get a sense of, you know, how fortunate our community is to have the Running Depot as part of it. So thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, and we felt the same.